Well, what is your soul and how do you take care of it? Often we hear, you know, the Lord would like to save your soul. Let's get a unique perspective by author and podcaster, Amanda Carpenter. She's with us right now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the book, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are some things that we need to know about Amanda Carpenter?
Sure. Oh, goodness. To know me is to know I was born and raised in the Midwest. I married my husband almost 8 years ago. We have been foster parents for 5 years, and we have one biological son. We now live on the West Coast in Los Angeles.
Wow. Okay. What a journey. Well, when we talk about caring for our soul, can we define just really quick what our soul is?
Yeah, I would say that your soul is the inner workings of you. So it's anything that's going on inside of you that nobody else can see. That's probably my most basic definition of the soul.
A big part of the book and your story on how to care for it is being open and honest and very vulnerable. And you do that right off opening up the book. You share a pretty vulnerable story. Do you mind sharing a little bit of that as well?
Yeah, totally. There was no way to write this book and to tell my story without going there, without being really honest. And that is to say that I hit a rock bottom before I went on this journey with God and learning how to care for my soul. And it starts with I was newly married to my husband, and I stepped outside of my marriage and I was unfaithful. And because of that really terrible choice that I made, that mistake, I was so buried in shame. And in fact, the longer I kept it a secret, the more the shame grew, because secrecy is breeding grounds for shame. And that's what happens when we sin. Sin is anything that separates us from God. And when you sin in whatever way, big or small, it can leave you feeling ashamed. And like I said, the longer that is in secret, the more that shame grows. And that's sort of where my story begins, is really that rock bottom place of wondering, how in the world did I get
here? What were some of the signs that you were like, okay, I have to deal with it. I should have done it before, but now this has gone to a point where I have to address it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I honestly think it was kind of waking up one day and realizing that I was living a life that was nothing like the life I wanted to live. That my public life and my private life didn't match up. That there were secrets that I was holding within my soul. Struggles that I didn't, you know, hadn't told anyone about. And I just felt so depressed. I actually got to such a low point in my journey that I actually began to have suicidal ideation. And what if I just weren't here anymore? And maybe God made a mistake in making me. And that was a really low, dark, lonely place to be. And the wake-up call was when those thoughts got so dark. I thankfully had a great mentor that God put in my life, and she and I had grown so close, and I swear that God used her like an angel in my life. She saw me and created such a safe space for me that I ended up making confessions to her. And in doing so, it's just like it says in the book of James. It says, if you confess your sins to one another, you will be healed. And the minute I said everything out loud that I'd been struggling with, the sin that I had kept secret, that I'd been harboring in my soul, and quite frankly, dying from, I said it out loud to her and I was healed. Now, that sounds very like miraculous, and in many ways it was, but in other ways, I want to make sure it's true, and so I want to be practical about this. You know, healing didn't happen in one full swoop. There was a long journey. Right after talking to my mentor and making confession, you know, I went home, I told my husband what I had done, I confessed my sin, but that's where it all started. And this book that I wrote, Soul Care to Save Your Life, it is essentially not only me telling my story, but I think I'm telling all of our stories in one way or another. I think that whether it's the person listening right now or someone they know, we've all had that moment where we go, how did I get here? How did I make that mistake? Maybe it's not something as serious as infidelity. Maybe it's something a little less consequential, but you know, we all sin. We all fall short. We gossip. We overindulge or overdo it sometimes in certain areas, drink too much. Or, you know, I've heard of people who get a DUI and they're like, how did this happen?
Right.
But these things don't happen because people wake up one day and say, I think today's a good day to screw up my whole life. That's not how this works,
no.
Right? It happens when slowly over time, sin creeps in. And it's these tiny little yeses along the way that lead to typically a big yes and a big fall. And that's true of my story. And that's what this book gets into.
The book is called Soul Care to Save Your Life, How Radical Honesty Leads to Real Healing. The author is Amanda Carpenter. Thanks for spending some time with us, Amanda. That's been so awesome.
Oh, thank you. I love your show.